Tarsus Bolok. One of the most complex personalities, if not the most complex personality in Tanakh, is Bolok. It's Bilam. There's no doubt about it. Bilam, according to the Medrash, is actually Lavan. He's somebody who Chazal mention over and over and over again. He had the Koyach of Nevuah, same as Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk says, "V'lekom Navi Oid v'Yisrael k'Moshe v'Yisrael lekom Avul Ubumus Oilam kom." They had a guy had the Hakorah of Rabbeinu Shloim Isfaklara Meira. He had absolutely perfect understanding of Nevuah, greater than any other Navi in Klal Yisrael, only on par with Moshe Rabbeinu. Unbelievably complex understanding of Yedias Hashem, knowing every detail of the way Rabbeinu Shloim works and how Shemayim works and how Din V'Cheshem works, everything. He was a perfect Nevuah. Wasn't none of a Chaloim. Perfect. Absolutely the highest level of Nevuah. On the other hand, the Chazal bring down that he said later on, to his, you know, he's having this little conversation with his Chamoyer, he said the Chamoyer said to him, Haskein Iskanti. The Gemara brings down, Shani Oislecho Maisi Ishus Palailo. The donkey says to him, well, you know, why are we on bad terms now? You and I are very good friends. In the evenings, at night, you and I get together and you perform bestiality to me. So why are you hitting me? You know, we've got very good relationships going here. So on one hand, we have the Novi, which is the greatest Novi, the only other person who's on the same level as him as Moshe Rabbeinu. On the other hand, there he is, having a relationship with his donkey. How do you deal with such a person? How do you deal with a person who is in the highest level of knowledge of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, yet he's the lowest levels of humanity? How do we deal with that? So there's a Mishnah here in Perikei Avos, and I dealt with this the last couple of years, but I've gone into it a little bit deeper. The Mishnah says this in Perikei, Mishnah Yutes in Perikei Avos. Kol mi sheyesh biyodoi shloish dvarim halalu. Anyone who has had these three things, all three things, mitamidov shel Avram Avinu, is a Talmud of Avram Avinu, who shleish dvarim acherim, and anyone who has three other things, mitamidov shel Bilam Harasha, the Talmud of Bilam Harasha. What are the three things of Avram Avinu? Ayin Tova, Ruach Nemucha, v'nefesh Shvelo. Ayin Tova is understanding of forgiving another person, mistakduk, happy with what he has. Ruach Nemucha is Anova, nefesh Shvelo is the hero's precious. Then he is Matalmidash Avram Avinu. However, Ayin Ra, Ruach Gavoya, v'nefesh Rechova, which is really Kina, Taiva, and Kovod. Metamidov Shabidam Harasha, he's a Talmud of Bilam Harasha. Fine. Excellent. Fine. Says the Mishnah, Ma Bain Tamidash Avram Avinu, Tamidav Shabidam Harasha, what's the difference between them? Says the Mishnah, Tamidash Avram Avinu, Oichlim Oilem Azeh, Vanoichlim Oilem Abo. Tamidav Avram Avinu eats in this world, and Oichlim Oilem Abo. Shneem Alahanchel Oivayesh, but it's the same Amalek. Avot, Tamid Shabidam Harasha, Yoshin Ganem, Vayordan Vaeshachas. Nema va'atele him teridim la'eshachas anshadom imimo liyechzimim va'ani eftach boch. Okay, brings a pasuk dealing with Gehenim, and it's actually a pasuk anshadom mirma is a pasuk referring to Achitofel. Okay, now this Mishnah is unbelievably difficult to understand. First, ask the Mishnah, what's the difference between Tamidim of Avram Avinu and Bilam Harasha? So I basically ask him, what's the difference between Tamidim of Yeshivas Brisk and the Nazi youth? Tell me, do you spot any differences? No. Do you spot any differences? It's worlds, it's billions of worlds apart. What's the Havamina? Ma bin Tamidash Avram Avinu Tamidash Avram Avinu Tamidash Rasha. What's the Chiluk? What is the Chiluk? You can't see the Chiluk, number one. Number two, what's the idea of Ma bin Tamidash Avram Avinu Tamidash Avram Avinu Rasha? Talk about Avram Avinu and Bilam Harasha. Why bring about the Tamidim? What's the difference between Avram Avinu and Bilam Harasha? Why talk about the Tamidim Bilam Harasha and Tamidim Avram Avinu? Number two. Number three, we already know, anyone up to Perikei and Perikei Avos knows, there's an element of Schar and Unish. There's elements and aspects of Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo. There's Gehenim and Gan Eden. So the Mishnah, I'll tell you the chiluk. The difference is Avram Avinu, yeah, they go to Lemabor, and Tamin Avinu and Rasha, they go to Gehenna. It's nothing to do with Avram Avinu and Bilam Rasha. It's got to do with good people and bad people. So why bring it in Bechlal by seemingly there's a chiluk between Dafka Avram Avinu and Bilam Rasha? Yeah. Then a pasuk, the mission brings a pasuk. It talks about Anshad of Mimul Yechsi Mayhem is referring to Achitofel. Why bring this pasuk? We need backup for this. We haven't got enough raya until now that good people go to Gan Eden and bad people go to Gehenna. What do you need the pasuk for? And lastly, what's the idea over here? The pasuk says, the Mishnah says, sorry. Tamvidash Avram Vino Oichin Oilem Azeh Venoichlin Oilem Abo. Nachlo. Again, Nachlo Oilem Abo. However, Tamvidash Avram Arasha Yershin Gehenna. Why, when it talks about Tamidim Avram Avinu, it says Neuchlin, and when it talks about Tamidim of Bina Marosha, it says Yorushin? What's the difference? Okay? So this Mishnah is a very, very difficult Mishnah to understand. Posh on Posh Pshat. You know, what's different Avram Avinu and Bina Marosha? Oh, come on, you know? So, there is a very, very famous vault from Alta from Sabotka, as far as I remember. Rabbi Yaakov Naiman brings down Darke Musa. He says that this, and the Yisoid is like this. The Yisoid is that there's a major element that separates tzaddikim and rishoyim. Rabbi Yoni brings down, by the way, in this Mishnah, that there's thousands of differences between Tamidim Avram Avinu and Benam Arasha. But he was looking for the Makoyer. He was looking for the source that separated them. He's trying to find the nerve that actually separates these two complete different worlds of thinking. And this is what the Mishnah is talking about. What's it going on about? What's it mean? It says like this. He says that when Yosef HaTzadik came to Paroi, yeah, what did Paroi say? Oh, I heard you're a very clever guy. So Yosef says, Biladai, Rakelekim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer Paroi. So then what did Paroi say back to him? After he's very happy with the report, very happy with the interpretation, he says, Paroi said, until HaKadosh Baruch has let you know. Oh, yeah, you got Elikim. He says, now that HaKadosh Baruch told you the answer, here clearly Paroi is appreciating and recognizing as a Rabbeinu Shleilam. That's what happened with Yosef. You have a Paroi, a different Paroi, or the same Paroi, with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paroi, let Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. What does Paroi say? Mi Hashem, who is this Hashem? What's the difference? Why in one case there's no very clearly who Hashem is? Another case he has no idea who is this Hashem. What's the difference? The Teretz is, the Gemara says, Tzadikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roichev Aleihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rides on the Tzadikim. Shnema V'Hashem Nitzav Olov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rides on them. V'Harishoim Heim Oindim Aleleihem. And the Rishoim ride on Hashem. Hashem, yeah? They ride on their God. Shnema o Paroi oimed al hayoir. Yeah, the oir is the God. Paroi was standing on the oir. In other words, when it comes to tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rides on them. They are the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu rides on. Masha Einkein, with Rishoim, HaKadosh Baruch they ride on their gods. Hashem nitzav olav. Okay? What's Peshat in that? Shaina is like this. In the time of the Beis HaLevi, there was a major convention with the Orthodox and Reform, and they wanted to close down a certain school. And there was backwards and forwards a debate, backwards and forwards. The Beis HaLevi stood up, obviously, for the yeshiva being open, and the Reform was very much against closing the school. And there was a head of the Reform stood up, and he said, "You should know, Meirav Rabbi Sai, I have the power to close down this school. I have the power within the government to close down this school. But I, for the respect of the Rabbonim, I'm not going to close down this school." Person, respect of Rabbonim, fantastic. Stands at the Beis HaLevi and says, "Thank you very much, Bilon, for your very kind words. And all I can tell you is, you're exactly the same as our arch enemy, Bilon." What are you talking about? He said, Bilon said again and again, "I can do you harm, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let me." What does that mean? It means like this, that there's a God and there's me. I do not connect myself with the Rotzon Hashem. I have my own Rotzon, and it happens to be something called Rotzon Hashem. Therefore, I have decided in this particular instance to follow Rotzon Hashem. But I'm not going to necessarily be completely dictated by Ratzon Hashem. I have a desire, and I have made a conscious decision in this particular case to follow Ratzon Hashem. I am not going to close down the school. There's something called me, I. I'm not going to close down and go against Ratzon Hashem. Bilam said, I am going to follow Das Elyon. I'm going to follow Ribbono Shel Olam. There's me, and I'm going to follow Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not Peshat. There is nothing else in the world besides Ribbono Shel Olam. There's me, and I've decided to follow Ribbono Shel Olam. By the way, it's the same thing with Clinton. Clinton said often that on his deathbed of his pastor, his minister, whatever it was, he said that whatever he does, he should never harm Israel. So he often used to say, my pastor always said to me, I may never harm Israel. In other words, he really wants to, but he decides not to. That's Rishus. That's Bilam. Bilam is, there's me, and there's Ribbono Shel Olam, and it happens to be that I've decided to follow Ribbono Shel Olam. But sometimes I don't, and sometimes I do whatever I want. This is Rabbeisa, this is a parasha here. This is very, very, very fine. It's a very, very fine line. There's a major, major difference between being a chelik of the Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, I am a chelik of Ratzon Hashem. I am doing everything I can to follow Ratzon Hashem. I'm using HaKadosh Baruch Hu to direct what I should be doing, or directing Ribbono Shel Olam to fit into my needs. Paro, when it came to his own needs, then he's very happy he has HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he'll use God to help him with his own needs. But when it comes to letting Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, forget it. Absolutely doesn't stand a chance. There's no way. I'm not going to use Ribbono Shel Olam when it comes to actually giving up something. Tzadikim use HaKadosh Baruch Hu rides on them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above them. The Rishoyim, they use Hashem as a Hechsher to do whatever they want to do. And this is a major, major difference between a Tzadik and a Rasha. You can be following mitzvahs. You could be following 613 mitzvahs, Rabbi Yisai. But what are you doing it for? For the lifestyle? For a very comfortable lifestyle of a Kodesh Baruch Hu being and looking like a nice guy and fitting that in, or because you're doing for Ratzon Hashem? This is the difference between Bilam HaRasha and Avram Avinu. Let's bring this out. How do you see this in Bilam? Where do we see this? So Bilam said that this. The first example of this you can find over here is that Bilam built seven Mizbuchis. He built seven Mizbuchis. Say Chazal, why did he bring seven Mizbuchis? Says Bilam, Omar. Aviseim shel elu gimel hoyu. There were three avos. Uvonu zayin, and they built amongst all three of them. They only built seven. Ani boinek neged kulam. I am one person, and I built seven in one go. That's what he said. So the Yalkut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to me, laughed at him. Sachak menu. He laughed at him. And therefore, that's why his kabbonis are worth nothing. What's this whole discussion backwards and forwards? What was this whole HaKadosh Baruch Hu laughing at him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, you're trying to imitate the Ovis. You're trying to be like them. Let's look a little bit carefully. When did the Ovis make a Mizbeach? For example, the prophet says, Vayera Hashem al Avraham, V'omel Zarachol Etin, I'll give you this land. I'll give you a land. What did Klal Yisrael? You know, I'll give you land. I'll give you children. Then, the pasuk says, "Vayivin shom mizbeach." Avraham Avinu built a mizbeach. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I want to connect with you. I want to give you land. I want it to be a continuation." Avraham Avinu says, "Wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a connection with me. Let's build a mizbeach." In other words, the mizbeach was there to connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam. After the fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving him something. Hashem first gave him something, and then, as an appreciation and the connection, he built a mizbeach. Samti Zarachol Ka'ofa Hayam. I'll build Zarachol Ka'ofa Hayam. Vayivin Mizbeach. All the way through, HaKadosh Baruch Hu first gave something. He built him Mizbeach. Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the whole dream. Yaakov built him Mizbeach. It wasn't pshat that they wanted something, and then he built him Mizbeach. Hashem first gave them something, and in appreciation to the connection or the haftoch of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's when he built him Mizbeach. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're trying to be the obvious. You idiot. You did exactly the opposite. What are you doing? You are first making this Mizbeach that I should be masking to you. That doesn't work. You're doing exactly the opposite. That is, what you're trying to do is use the Kodesh Baruch Hu for your own interests. That doesn't work with me. The obvious is exactly the opposite. They use their own interests to connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's one example. Another example, it says later on in the parasha, the donkey tells off Bilam, why did he hit me Shalish Gimel Regalim? Why did he hit me Gimel Regalim? So Gimel Regalim is a very, very strange loshen. So Gimel Pa'amim, yeah, what's Gimel Regalim? So all the Chazal bring down, the Gimel Regalim is referring to the Gimel Regalim that Klal Yisrael are going to go up to the base of Mikdash. Shalish on Pashana, Pesach Shavuot and Sukkot. So the donkey is saying to him, Bilam, what are you doing? Where are you going? You're trying to fight against a Ummah that's going to keep the Gimel Regalim. What are you doing? What's the idea? Listen to this. The Shem Shmuel says an unbelievable verse. Says the Shem Shmuel, who is Mechuyev to go Lila Regal? 2 to 9. Tonight, number 1, you've got to own Karaka. And tonight, number 2, you've got to go on your own feet. I added it. You've got to be able to walk there. In other words, you've got to have Karaka, and you've got to be independent. Yeah, the second part is mine. You've got to be independent. If you're relying on somebody else's shoulders, not Mechuyev to Lila Regal. Those people who are independent, those people who have Karka, they and they only are Mechuyev to do a Lila Regal. Why? What is a Lila Regal? A Lila Regal is Rabbeinu Shleilim, I'm leaving it all behind. I'm leaving my Karka behind. I'm leaving my money behind. All I'm doing now is to see the Shechina, to connect with the Shechina. In other words, Yiddishkeit is all about giving up what you have in order for something greater, i.e. connecting with the Shechina. That is Yiddishkeit. Very strange thing. We make Kiddush Levana, not Kiddush Hachamo. Kiddush Levana. What's Kiddush Levana? The Gemara says, whoever sees Pam Achas B'Chedush Dayom, HaMekadush Levana B'Zmano, a person who Kiddush Levana B'Zmano, Kilo Kibbol Pnei Shechina. What's Kilo Kibbol Pnei Shechina? Like a Lila Regal, what is that all about? The moon is something that doesn't have any of its own strength. It is Mekabel strength. It receives its light from the sun. And that's light a Lila Regal. The same Rabbeinu Shleilim, we own nothing. We have nothing. We have none of our own light. And therefore, when we do Birchas Hachamo, when we do Kiddush Levana, sorry, or we do a Lila Regal, the same Rabbeinu Shleilim, none of us have anything. None of anything we own is really ours. It's all you. And therefore, Rabbeinu Shleilam, help us connect with what we have when we get back home with you. Said the donkey to Bilam, what are you doing? You're using Rabbeinu Shleilam, he's saying, no, Achas V'Shalom won't do anything against Ratzon Hashem. That's not Ratzon Hashem. You're using HaKadosh Baruch Hu for your own deed, for your own necessities, for all your needs. Klal Yisrael Ha'umah, that go Lila Regal. They give everything they have up to connect with Rabbeinu Shleilam. In other words, you and them are completely the opposite. You use Rabbeinu Shleilam for your own needs, and they use their needs for the Rabbeinu Shleilam. You can't fight that. That's the musar he gave over here. In other words, Bilam was again doing exactly everything Ratzon Hashem. You know, I'm following. Coach Baruch Hu told me to go. I'll go. Rabbeinu Shleilam told me not to go. I won't go. You know, everything to Mamasha Erlich Hagai. Very, very, very nice listening. But there's a major difference. Every time he listened was for his own benefit. He was not doing it to be mevatel himself to Rabbeinu Shleilam. Another example. Mimona Ofer Yaakov, the Pasuk says. What did he see there? Ofer Yaakov. What is Ofer Yaakov? Says the Medrash. He saw that they had the Midbar was filled with Orlois. Was filled with the Bris Milah. How that works with the Gemara's in Oral, it didn't do Bris Milah in the Midbar. Okay. It was filled with the Orlois. Says the Medrash, from here we know that you've got to be mechaser the orlo. There's a minhag to take the orlo and we actually cover it, we bury it. Brandstorfer, just Nifta, he kept the orlos. He kept them in a container, he covered them with soil, which is okay. And he buried them, he had 25,000 orlos he buried with him. Okay, he's one of the biggest moilim there, for sure. 25,000 orlos. But there's a mitzvah to bury them, to cover them up with soil. So from here, there's a mitzvah to cover up with soil. What's the deal of covering up an orlo? What's the deal behind that? Why? What are you so impressed about? Wow, look at Klal Yisrael. Wow. Says, ask Sav Sefer, if he's so impressed with Bris Milah, say, wow, look at the Bris Milah. What is so impressed that they have orlos and they cover it up? What's the big deal? You haven't orlos, chopped off already, you don't know it anymore. They cover it up. She's going, what else are you doing with it? What's he so impressed by? Says Sav Sefer, because Bris Milah is the sign, is the identity, is the medal that we are a chosen nation. The Rabbeinu Shleilam chose us above everyone else, Asher Bochabonu Mikol Amim. And it's something that our guf is made to, that we are better, we are different. Therefore, what should you do? What should you do? Keep his oral and say, Rabbi Yishen, you see this? I want to protect you. I want to have special, I want good panos this year. I'm yours, and therefore you and I are buddies, and therefore I want you to say, you see this oral? I want special protection. I want special good panos. I want special good, I want a better car this year. I want a new car. What did Klal Yisrael do? Rabbi Yishen, and they gave it to Bris Mila. We cover it up. We're not interested in that. We're not interested in having a relationship that we're going to be gaining from it. As far as we are concerned, we hide that. All we want is to be connected to you. All we want is we have a tzibui from you. That is what's important to us. We want to do your tzibui. We don't want to use this as an ola. We don't want to use this as a means to show that we're more special in order to use HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our needs, chas v'sholem. That's the third case. We see how Bilam was impressed. And finally, it says, "Vayicha af Hashem ki hoylechu chofes chofes." What's ki hoylechu? Explains the Shlach Hakadosh. Hashem was exasperated that after his nevuah, he still didn't get the message. He still had his own rotzen. Ki hoylechu. There's a certain who. There's a he. There's a famous what's of what. Okay, there's a teacher Rebbe. Who was it? One of the teacher Rebbe's, and his Talmud went to the Mishvitzer Magid, I think it was the Magid, to learn. You know the story? And he came back. He came back after a few months, and as he passed through a town, he came to visit his Rebbe. He knocked on the door, and the Rebbe's middle of learning. He said, "Yeah, who is it?" He said, "It's I. Recognize it, it's I." Rebbe puts his head back in the Gemara, carries on learning. Freezing cold outside, the wind is howling and the snow coming down. He waits a couple of minutes, 5 minutes, knocks again. Rebbe, open the door. He said, who is it? It's I. Waits another few minutes. What's going on here? Eventually, I'm dying of cold, open the door already. So Rebbe opens up the door. He says, where have you been? So I was by the Mavitra Magid. You by the Magid? And what did he teach you? Oh, I learned everything I need to know. What are you talking about? There's an I. The Magid always taught us there's no I, there's no anoichi about Hashem Elokecha. There is no I. There's no such thing as me. The only I, only anoichi Hashem Elokecha. You can say when I knock on the door, you said there's I, there's anoichi. That's not anoichi. Go back. You've learned nothing. Go back and start all over again. Ki oilechu means there's somebody called who? There's somebody called me. Rabbi Yishana wants one thing, I want something else. And you know, sometimes it actually fits. Both of us have a very nice party together. But ultimately, it's my will against Rabbi Yishana's will. My will wins. If Rabbi Yishana wants me to have a nevuah, I'll have a nevuah. Fantastic. If it's a situation where I can't get what I want, then I'll go with what I want too. I'll have bestiality. I'll go along with my donkey. That is Bilam. Bilam is somebody who uses Rabbeinu Shleilam as his hechsher stempel to give himself a status in society. Not that he's mevatel his rotzen. There's a certain who over there. There's somebody he over there that's not mevatel his rotzen to rotzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Rabbi Yisai, this is the yisod of a rasha. A rasha is not necessarily somebody who does not keep the mitzvahs. A rasha is somebody who can keep mitzvahs, but ultimately it's on his own terms. And when things don't go so well in his own terms, he turns into a Bilam. Let's see the opposite. We have Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech had Shimi ben Gera. Shimi ben Gera gave him Klala Nimretzes. He gave him a terrible Klala. Terrible Klala. Dovid HaMelech says in his deathbed, he calls in Shleim and says, get rid of Shimi ben Gera. He's murdered Malchus. Asked Chaim Shmulevitz, why wait until now? If he's murdered Malchus, kill him then. He gave me a Klala, kill him. Why wait till now? Says Rechaim Shmulevitz, because Dovid HaMelech was afraid that maybe there's a certain, of course it's Chayiv Misa, but maybe there's something in me. Maybe I'm doing it not because it's a Chiv Moir Malchus, because of a din in Shemayim, but maybe there's a certain element of my enjoyment, the fact that he's being killed because he upsets me. Maybe there's something of me. Maybe there's a certain who involved over here. And therefore he waited all the way to his deathbed. And on the deathbed he doesn't think about selfish, silly, dull, petty grievances. And therefore he waited till his death, where he had absolutely no hanor in the fact that Shimon ben Gera was going to get killed, and now he knew he was doing it totally shame Shemayim. That's when he got Shimon ben Gera killed. That is godless. In other words, of course he's entitled to, But there's a me here. And if there's any smallest amount of me, that interferes with Ratzon Hashem. I can't do it. Rebbetzin Kramer has a book called Holy Woman. Fantastic, fantastic book. I was supposed to get to know her. Went to her house many times. She was Nifta. If you haven't read it yet, or your wife hasn't read it, it's a mummish, a unbelievable book. Rebbetzin Kramer, she used to live in Rehov Slonim, just behind the Shuk there, Meir Sha'orim. My sister got very close to her. She's never had children for many years, and he gave her brachos, and she had children. Amazing, amazing. He's a makubal. Unbelievable. There's a woman who wrote the book called Holy Woman. She's called Miriam Rigler. Very good writer. Very, very good writer. And she was a Baal Teshuva. Is a Baal Teshuva. And she was once discussing with Rebbetzin Kramer, who was in a concentration camp, you know, the differences of where they're coming from. Rebbetzin Kramer says, "Oy, Nebuch, you were in an ashram? Oy, Nebuch, I was in a concentration camp, and a concentration camp was fantastic. You know how many mitzvahs you can do in a concentration camp? Every day. You can do so many mitzvahs. You can give a person a chesed, you can give a person a smile. It was a fantastic place, you can do so many mitzvahs. You, Nebuch, were in an ashram, surrounded with just too many, you couldn't do any mitzvahs. Nebuch, what sorrows you must have been through. Rachmanis, I could cry for you. In a concentration camp with mitzvahs all around us. It was fantastic." This is somebody who is so in touch with who I am, is Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not for myself. I'm living in a bed and people are dying right, left and center. What difference does it make? It's Rabbein Shleilam, that's my Ratzon. My Ratzon is not how much food I have. My Ratzon is not how I sleep or how I eat. It's all about what is Ratzon Hashem. And if I can be Mekayim Ratzon Hashem in the concentration camp, that's the best place I can be. Rabbi Isai, let's get this clear. The Mishnah is saying this. The Mishnah is saying there's a major, major difference between Avram Avinu and Bilam Arasha. One's a Rasha, one's a Tzaddik. But you know what? It's not about keeping the mitzvahs. It's not about keeping 630 mitzvahs that is a source of the chiddush between Avram Avinu and Bilam Arasha. You can have Bilam Arasha who says, "Lo yuchol lavri pi Hashem, I have to follow Ratzon Hashem." You can be a person who is keeping every mitzvah. But it's nothing. Yaakov Avinu, who stayed by Bilam, by Lavan, what did he say? In Lavan Garti, Betarig Mitzvah Shemati, Leimati Maisav Aroim. What's Tarig Mitzvah Shemati, Leimati Maisav Aroim? What are two things? Say the Bana Musa, you can keep 630 mitzvahs, Tarig Mitzvah Shemati, Leimati Maisav Aroim, and can still learn from his bad Maisim. You can become a glut kosher goy. A glut kosher goy. You can keep all 630 mitzvahs and be a goy. So Yaakov Avinu, I kept 630 mitzvahs on my yid. That was Bilam, a glat kosher goy. And Rabbi Isai, you know what? Sometimes you don't even see the chiluk. Sometimes you'll not see the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. Sometimes you'll not see the difference between Tamina Bilam and Tamina Avram Avinu. So the Mishnah, you know when you'll see it? Sometimes only in Olam Habo. Says the Mishnah, what's the difference between the two? Not easily visible. They're both keeping the mitzvahs. They're both keeping everything. They're both going to shul. They're both keeping kosher. They're both keeping everything. You don't see anything. You know when you see it? One is Yerush Gehenna, one isn't Yerush Gehenna. That's when you'll see it. There are people, Rabbi Isai, who are certain Machanach said to me, he spoke to a Chassidish Yid in New York, and a Chassidish Yid said to him, "You should know something, I do not believe in the Rabbeinu Shalom. I do not believe in the Rabbeinu Shalom." Those are his words. So what are you talking about? You're wearing a big talis, a beautiful Torah on Shabbos. You're buying on black kosher meat, hopefully. Yeah, you. What are you talking? Going to shul? He said it's a great lifestyle. I have a society around me. I know what my wife is doing. I know my kids are secure. None of me have a drug problem. Hopefully, it's a great lifestyle. But I do not believe in Rabbeinu Shlomo. Told Mordechai Becher said this. Mordechai Becher. You can have a person who is standing in shul. One is a Gehenna. And one is Gan Eden. One's Avram Avinu Talmid, one is Bilam Rosh. You never see the difference. He happened to say it clearly. But one is going to Gehenna, and one is going to Gan Eden. You'll not see it till then. Says the Mishnah, Ma Beis Amidim. What's the difference between the two? Sometimes you'll never know. What's the example? Achitofel. Who's Achitofel? The Mishnah brings down the Moshe Rabbeinu's Dovra Melech's Rebbe. Dovra Melech learned from him two things never learned before. Achitofel. And what happened in the end? The Yechzei Mayim. He died. Now, one second. Where is Achitofel? Achitofel was in Sanhedrin. Was a Rosh Sanhedrin. Now, what Sanhedrin? A conservative Sanhedrin? Reform Sanhedrin?
Not at all. He was a Rosh Sanhedrin. Yeah? You're talking about a person that everyone believed was an unbelievable Talmud Chacham, and he was an unbelievable Talmud Chacham. But he was a Talmud Bilam Arash, and he went to Gehenna. I'm looking now. He's showing up against Dovid HaMelech, against Dovid HaMelech. And he died. Lechsi Meim, he died. It's Achitzot for the Rosh Sanhedrin. Not today. Then. Time Dovid HaMelech. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. Says the Mishnah, you'll never know sometimes. You'll never know who really is and who really isn't. But this is how you're going to see. Olam Abba sometimes. Only then you're going to see. What's the difference? Why do you have Yerush and Nachla? Nachla is something you work for. Nachla is something that is yours. You're working constantly. You're working towards it. It is your... Nachla is the correct word. Your estate. And the estate is you work towards the estate. You build it up. You build up your own portfolio. Tamidim Avraham Avinu are working stage by stage, working level by level. What happens to Tamidim Arasha? It's Yerusha. What's Yerusha? Yerusha is never expected. Suddenly it's there. Sometimes a person doesn't even know that the Bilam Arasha, suddenly they're Yerush Gehenna. Sometimes they realize their whole life was a sheker. Sometimes they realize that the Maisa, the Tamid Bilam Arasha, they're not using the Torah in order to connect with the Rebbeinu Shleilam, they're using the Torah to get out the maximum they can for the Rebbeinu Shleilam to help them in their life. This is a very, very fine point. This is a very fine point. Have you answered all the kashas on the Mishnah? What Talmidim? What's the idea about Talmidim? Rabbeisai, how do you join these yeshivas? Let's understand. In the time of Avraham Avinu, what was the world view was all against Avraham Avinu. You've got people who connected to Avraham Avinu, Talmidim Avraham Avinu. Against the whole world, they became Talmidim Avraham Avinu. In a time of Bilam, the whole world saw Rebbeinu Shleilam. You have a generation of people who are going through the Midbar, living off mon on a daily basis. Everyone saw the Rebbeinu Shleilam, you know what? And they're still connected to Bilam. Midas is what's going to be what it's all about. Talmidei Bilam Arasha. Bilam Arasha had this very, very nice school. You know what the school is called? No, the school was called the school that promotes competitiveness, high self-esteem building, and inspiration. Yeah? What is that really? Ayin Ra, competitiveness. Ayin Ra, I don't want the other person, I want to get it myself. Ruach Gevoya, self-esteem, high self-esteem. Ruach Gevoya, yeah? And Nefesh Rechava is inspiration for growth. Yeah? That's what he advertised. And people were attracted to it because they had their midas. I'm going to come to Talmud of Bilam. In fact, this was what Bilam stood for. It was using Kinna, Taivan, Kovod, and with a Hechsher stem for Rebbeinu Shleilam with me. And sometimes you don't see this. Baruch Hashem, we have Talmidei Chachamim, we have Gedolei Olam. Our yeshivas are based on Talmidei Avraham Avinu. We have Aaron Kotler, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha. Before he built Lakewood Yeshiva, they had a fundraising dinner, and he needed $100,000 to build the yeshiva, to build the base of Medrash. That's what he needed, $100,000. They made a huge fundraising dinner. Rabbi Aaron Kotler sitting on the top table, and he had a guest speaker who was trying to raise some money, and people giving their pledges. Two people stood up. And one represented the other person who says, Rosh Shiva, both of us are willing to give $35,000 each on the condition that Yankel over there gives $5,000. That's what you do, We'll give $35,000 each of $70,000 if Yankel over there gives $5,000. Yankel over there said, what are you doing? Who do you think you are? Who do you think got to pressure me like this? Get out of here. If I want to give, I'll give. You're not telling me what to do. And there's this whole fight. Say, listen, you get $5,000, Shiva has $75,000. If not, we have nothing here. Commotion. Absolute balagan. Right? Fine. Let's time out. The committee goes around, everyone leaves a hallway, this guy's beating each other up. So what goes on? He goes and so Aaron Kotler sits down, meets with his thing, and he says, listen, what we can do is, we can tell this guy, he's given $5,000. We'll give him that $5,000 after you get the $70,000 from these guys. Right? So finish. Maisa, it's Talmud Torah. The Maisa, they have no right to do it. And we'll do it in a way, in a derech, that's matona manosa hachla. Like this kind of derech to say that he's already given it beforehand, the mafreya, that he's given it in the mafreya. One of the people that do it in the mafreya, no. They don't want us to give the $5,000. And they don't want to give the $5,000. They want him to take the $5,000 out of his pocket. And unless he actually does that is not what I can possibly be doing. But we lose the money. So we give him the money. So Daphne said, if this man is not willing to do it, thank you very much for your time. Yeshiva came out with $10,000 or $12,000, and that was the end of the evening. Rabbi Isai, if you go today to Lakewood, there's a very, very nice place in Medrash there. There's a beautiful place in Medrash there. But there's no way a yeshiva can be built on Sheker. There's no way I can use the Rebbeinu Shleilam and all Lombus to serve me. I am there to serve the Rebbeinu Shleilam. That is our yeshiva, Avram Avinu. That's not yeshiva, Bina Marasha. But, don't worry about it. Our coach Baruch has plenty of money, he'll build Lakewood. Lakewood today, Baruch Hashem, is on the biggest Malkonis of Torah that ever was. Nothing to worry about. They'll be built. You cannot build the yeshiva on that. Reb Shach, Zeichus Adem Kodesh Reb Rochem, my brother told me, he was by Shir Klali. It was a Shir Klali, and as far as I know, it was the Shir Klali of, I'm not sure, I think, Ksubis, I think it was. And the Shir Klali, it was a Shir Psicha. It was a Shir Psicha to Ksubis. And the Shir Psicha, you know, the Shach, the big picture with him behind, with the Aron HaKodesh behind, the big gold Aron HaKodesh, with the 10 or 12 mics, you know, and the ganze thing, and people come from all over Bnei Brak Yeshiva. Yeah, the Yeshiva's there, that everyone's coming. And with the pens and the papers and tape recorder, 30 tape recorders in front of him, another 50 on the next table. And mamish, it's a whole scene. It's not just a vatoi. This is mamish like a state of, what's it called? State of Union address. This is big, right? Mamish, people came from all over. Reb Shach started off and goes into the whole Rambam, Reb Chaim, and one bocher, one of the younger bochers after Natasha. Can you hear a pin drop? Looks good to Kasha. Step down. That was the end. That was it. That was the end of the Sheikh Lolly. That was the end of the Sheikh Lolly. It was a tumult. The place was a. What do you mean? He could have answered that. Shach said, of course I could have answered this. I could have answered that. But the Kasha was better than the Teret. I could have answered it. That's not the Derech. What are we doing this for? The Rebbeinu Shleilam? The Rebbeinu Shleilam does not want me to give that Teret. I am here to give a Dvar Torah, Dvar Hashem. I'm not here to have covered and therefore answer and carry on my shizal Torah. That's not Torah Semes. That is yeshivas of Avraham Avinu. And therefore we have to know that there are, unfortunately, on the other side, there are institutions that are based themselves on how can I use the Rebbeinu Shleilam for my benefit. How can I possibly derive the nutrients of living as a Jew on my own terms? That is the yeshiva of Bina Marasha. So the Mishnah is very difficult to see. And sometimes you'll see it yourself, and sometimes you won't see it after until 120. But there's middos. The way to see it is, you got Avraham Avinu Tamidim who became Tamidim even in time when it's all dark. If you work on your middos, and a person works on Kinnatayv and Kovut, a person connects himself with Tamid HaChachamim who are clearly Tamid Avraham Avinu, clearly people who are working the Shema Emes, then Rabbeinu Shem will save them against the Achitofel. Hashem will help them. But this parasha is so critical. It is such an important parasha, the Gemara brings down, that they wanted to put it in Kriya Shema. They wanted to bring Parashas Bilam as something you say twice a day in Parashas Kriya Shema. Decided not to for whatever reason. Because that is the important thing. You can have Skavo Inish, and you can have Malchus Elikim, you can know there's Rebbeinu Shleilam, and you can know there's mitzvahs, and you can use Rebbeinu Shleilam and the mitzvahs to serve me. That's why I need a Parashas Bilam to show me, no, that we're in this for the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And the people, Rabbi Isai, let's not fool ourselves. Let's make sure that we have a psak, we have a shaila, and we're not sure exactly what to do. We are being objective. What is Rotzen Hashem? Not what is my Rotzen. Let's see if Hashem can possibly fit in and make life easier for ourselves.
That's the litmus test, right? For themselves, practically, very, very. They have a difficult situation. They have a difficult if they're doing this system.
Sometimes you can't, and sometimes you need to ask with us clearer. On the other hand, sometimes it's harder, and you do the harder one. Something looks, you have a self-interest, I've got to do something. Somebody came to the lodge in the yeshiva and wants to open up the yeshiva. Full of enthusiasm, the Chaim said, don't do it. No, I don't want to. Came a few weeks later, yeah, open it up now. He said, you're too excited. You're too excited, there's a horror behind this. Yeah, that's the way it works. The boy in the yeshiva has to shmaya. To know, use Torah for ourselves, for the Rebbeinu Shleilam, not for Chas V'Shalom, for Rebbeinu Shleilam, for ourselves, and for Zeichah B'ez Hashem, to Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo.